Yeah, girl. Scary thing. Yeah. Special competing with you. Okay.
Oh, it's been a minute.
It has.
Woo! Well, you know what time it is.
Yes.
It's time for Bubbly Banter. Alex gonna pop it out open. Yes!
Woohoo!
Monica Brooks in the house. Alex Mills. Oh, missed you, boo.
I have missed you.
Oh, it's been a minute. And
it
Sabrina.
Has.
Sabrina East.
Hello.
How are you doing, girlfriend?
I am good. Happy to be here tonight.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Your first Bubbly Banter.
Yes.
On a rainy night, a rainy Friday. But that's okay because there's a party in here.
Exactly.
Outside, there's nothing going on, but we can still pour the champs.
We're going to get it wet in here, but not with rain.
Oh,
bubbly,
flowing. So we got to take a sip and let them hear it just a second. Mm-hmm. Got to get our cups. People don't know. With bubbly, like we for real, we sip some bubbly.
We do.
There's been times where we had a couple of bottles. And yeah, yes. We had a good old time. All right, here we go.
Cheers.
Yes,
cheers.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Smooth.
Very smooth.
That's good.
Mmm.
It is.
Yeah.
If
yeah
we,
I haven't had a drink all week. This is so great.
I can't say that. I had a few.
You had a good weekend, but it's summer.
It was, I guess it was kind of like my other friend's vacation, so I just tagged along.
Yeah,
and had
that's
a blast.
All right. And that is all right. Sabrina, you have to tell us, because you have mystery dinners.
I'm
right?
intrigued.
Yeah.
Really intrigued, excited. I didn't know it existed around here.
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing this for about 3 years. About 3 years now.
So, okay.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. We do all different kinds of things. I had one yesterday at the Natural Bridge up at the conference center. Did a huge, huge conference for them.
How so many
that
people?
Was, that was a lot of fun. The one last night was 37 people. But
wow.
Good.
15 up to 75. And then
what?
anything bigger than 75, I do a different style and I bring in acting troops.
Okay.
For
yeah.
that. But we can go up to 250, 300 for fundraisers.
That's impressive.
So how does it work exactly?
So we have all different styles of mm-hmm. games, but the traditional game that we do here at the wineries, breweries, and restaurants, those are the ones that we could do for 15 up to 75.
Okay.
And those are our meet and mingle party games. That's what we call them. And they are like playing the game of Clue live action.
Oh, that would be nice.
So no actors involved. Everyone that comes gets a part. That fits their personality, age, gender, and their entire personality. And then they get to play that part for about 3 hours while they meet and mingle with all the other characters.
Well, oh, my God. That would be so much fun.
We have to check that out one day.
I want to do this now.
You have to let us know about the next one. Yes, and you get to have your drinks and just mingle.
Yeah,
oh, my
absolutely.
Gosh. This is going to be so nice.
You get you an alias and just have at it.
Woo!
Exactly. And that's what's fun about it, because introverts or extroverts enjoy it, because even the people that are typically really introverted, they get to come out and enjoy an evening where if they want to sit in the back, they can. But most of the time they have a few drinks and they get to be somebody else for a few hours.
That's cool.
And they have a great time with it.
That is, yeah.
Sign
that's
us
so
ex- up.
Yes. That's so exciting.
Yeah. So what's the next one?
The next one is Saturday at Tizzoni's. Not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday. We're doing it for Father's Day weekend, hoping people will bring their dads out and husbands out and come out and enjoy a Father's Day celebration. So it'll be at the new Unwind Bar beside Tizzoni's down in Daleville.
And you can buy your tickets online. And
you can buy your tickets online, on my Facebook page, on Tizzoni's Facebook page. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And your Facebook?
Absolutely. Jump into mystery.
All right.
My favorite event that I've ever done was at St. Albans.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard about that.
We did a Game of Thrones spinoff themed event. Everyone was in full Game of Thrones costumes. And, of course, there's no electricity. So everyone was hidden in the dark throughout the mansion. Mm. And you had to use flashlights to find all the
Sign me up. Come on, Monica. Let's go.
We're going to go.
Bubbly Banter going to St. Albans.
So much fun.
Come on, all ghosts are I get a ghost like try to
they have all
hump
this
you
equipment
or anything.
Now.
Look, she ain't Bobby Brown. This wasn't Whitney coming back.
They had all this equipment that was like measuring the temperature in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cool because, I mean, you could actually see at one point like the temperature dropped like 6 degrees. Like just in a matter of
I have felt
like,
that. I believe in ghosts. One used to haunt me.
growing up, some of my aunts, they wanted to go into this really old house, and you know, they were looking for antiques. They were roguers, if you will, and nobody lived in this house, and it was deserted for many years. It was very dilapidated, just falling apart. Probably wasn't even safe for us even to walk in there. But I remember just being like 10 or 11, and they're going through the house just looking, and there's really nothing in there. But in one of the living rooms, there was a lot of boxes with just a lot of papers in them, and it was just notes. And we come to the conclusion that he was a doctor just by looking at his note. And it was just all his chart notes. Mm-hmm. And but also in another corner, there were there was his lab coats, white lab coats. Mm-hmm. So I was assuming, I guess that's what he wore while he was doing his doctor stuff.
Yeah.
So who decided to put one on and wear it around the house? Me.
You got my jacket on.
So from that point on, up until I was about 18, 19, I would just see white flying lab coats. When I saw riding a bicycle, I immediately jumped up because I was playing out in the yard and ran around a tree. And I was like looking down the road and I was like, there's no person on a bicycle wearing a white lab coat. What's going on here? Points in times when I would just see it fly by a window on the outside. So yeah, but when I looked back at it and like, I guess really studied it, all his chart notes was on pediatrics. So, and then when I pointed that out to one of my friends, there was like, well, maybe, you know, since, you know, he only talked to you at a young age, he was there protecting you.
Maybe you reminded him.
Who knows? Who absolutely knows?
Right.
But like, it was never, I guess, him trying to be mean or evil to me, if you will, okay. If that makes sense.
Yeah, you never felt scared or intimidated.
Yes. Okay. Who knows? But yeah, that was my brush in. And I've had a few others here and there. I'm very empathic, if you will, and can sense things and just, I don't know how to explain that. I'm still learning about it, but
I get exactly what you're saying, because I feel like I see and feel certain things, but I will ignore it.
Yeah.
Like, I will like ignore the heck out of it. Like, it could be, you know, ghosts like, hey, no, I'm like, I don't see. And I will just walk away.
Who are you?
I didn't see anything. I'm going to McDonald's now. Have me a coffee and sit down.
Just push that off.
Where's my 20 piece nugget?
I was like, I would just ignore it.
Yeah.
I tell you what I couldn't ignore. This is a hard turn. But a great one. Adele. I don't know if you follow Adele. Do you love Adele? Sabrina?
I do love Adele.
Yes, because you know she's going through her divorce.
Uh-huh.
Alex, big time Adele fan. Yes.
Love her.
Well, she was spotted out, right?
Yeah.
And having a good time.
Yeah, she was. She had went out to, I think it's what called No More Lame Parties in L.A. I guess it's maybe a bar there.
Yeah.
And something of that nature. But she was having the time of her life.
I enjoy seeing it. She looks happy. I know she's going through a lot, probably, but
her skin looks flawless.
Her smile.
Yes, she looks really happy and content. And I'm really happy to see that because I was worried for her. And one thing that I absolutely loved about it, and they were also doing karaoke there. If you ever watched her carpool karaoke with James Corden, in it, she raps part of a Nicki Minaj lyrics. Like, she killed it. And Nicki even praised her for it. Back in 2016, I think, is whenever it came out. But somebody did that song with karaoke. And you just see her in front of the stage, like,
just happy.
Just singing to it, but also like giving it her life. But she was not the original person doing karaoke. And so I was like, you know what? I have a lot of that makes me happy to see that. And I'm like, this is why I love her, because she didn't try to grab the mic from her.
Mm-mm.
And she, you know, she just went up there as a fan, you know, to provide support.
She sure did. Yeah.
And so the actual person singing karaoke actually just gave her the mic.
She did.
And she gets on there and kills it again.
Yeah. I was like, Adele's just killing it at life.
Now, yes.
And of course, going through that divorce and everything else. But you think about the news today with Bradley Cooper. I guess he fell victim to paparazzi and fans and everything else. Lady Gaga fans and all that stuff. Because now he's going through a separation from his wife. Announced today, it is official that they have separated. Mm-hmm. And you know, we talked about A Star Is Born and how they had a real connection and people wanted to see them fall in love. They're like, hold on, he has a woman and he has a kid and this and that. So he's involved. He has a family.
If you remember when all this happened, she left her fiance.
She did. Yes, she did. Lady Gaga left her fiance and she was like, I'm a single woman.
So do you think they have a connection like Bradley and Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Are they going to be a thing now?
I don't know.
Yeah, but
it's, I don't know.
They're taking it much slower than Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, if they are, though.
That's right. I forget about them and their
poor
business.
Miranda.
Miranda Lamb.
I don't know. I kind of think she ended up much better off with Anderson East. I'm just saying. I mean, he was he was a hottie. But
well, I'm like, I know that if you go Google some.
I'm like, who is this?
Anderson, I'm gonna Google Anderson him too. East. Mm-hmm. You said he's a hottie, so that's so she.
Oh, he's
she
much
won.
Younger. She went younger.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I do believe that they are on the outs now. So I've heard. Oh, that. That's who she.
That was her bounce back then.
Yeah, that was definitely her.
Oh, he
rebound.
Is cute.
He's cute. He is way cuter than Blake.
And he's a lot talented younger. Musician. Super talented. He opened. I saw him when he opened for Jason Isbell.
Uh huh.
At the Civic Center, and he was amazing.
He's really cute.
He is cute. Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely a rebound.
Oh yeah.
And she had fun with him.
She said another Vice.
I like all types of music.
Okay.
I really do. Everything from 80s to country.
Yes.
To
yeah.
Pop to, I love all types. Good. Of good. Music. So yeah.
Yeah, because is there an artist that you're rooting for at the moment?
Well, I mean, going back to Anderson East, I have to say, I feel like he's kind of a hidden. You know, same thing with Jason Isbell. I mean, I feel like he's...
I've heard that name.
He is absolutely amazing, but he's been producing all of his own stuff.
Okay.
He opened his own record label and started producing his own stuff because he just didn't want people, I feel like, to tell him how he needed to sing.
That speaks to my heart.
He needed to use. So he's written, I think, most of his own stuff.
Good.
Good.
He's produced his own stuff.
That's what I call actual artistry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have... Facebook message.
Oh,
we're gonna help.
Do we got a name?
Well, she wants to be anonymous, so it's not Evelyn.
Not Evelyn.
She says, "If I want to date my," she said, "I want to date my bestie's ex. How long should I wait before telling my bestie that I'm interested in him?" She said, "By the way, they only dated for about 2 weeks, and she's already moved on. What should she do?"
Life is short.
Well, I mean, I don't even consider it an ex if it's 2 weeks.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what
right,
I
consider right.
that 2 weeks.
So you're saying go ahead and go for it, right?
Yeah. I mean,
or would she
know.
Be upset?
I mean, to me, an ex has got to be somebody you dated for 6 months or more, at least to be labeled like an ex.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just went through a marriage and a divorce and what?
Yes.
And like, God. What would you call that timeline?
Woo!
A weekend?
Yes, in a weekend. It was done. I was like, man, I didn't. My gift didn't even mail out.
Monica, didn't even get to bring her down the aisle on FaceTime.
I know. Dang it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but not Evelyn. Yeah, 2 weeks is not really, that's not a relationship.
2 weeks. No. Evelyn, hold on. Miss Evelyn. What caused them to break up? That's what I need to know. Was he a dirty cheat?
Ooh,
you know, what was he?
Good question.
That's important for me. Did he push his mom off a cliff? Why'd they break up? Sometimes it lasts in love and sometimes it...
Well, I think it's important, too, to find out, like, how her best friend felt about this guy. I mean, did she feel like he was her soulmate and, you know, head over heels in love in 2 weeks? Because some people can be.
They have shows based on it.
Yeah.
But, yep, marriage in 1 day. In 1 weekend. Yeah.
Married for the weekend.
I mean, that's a big part of it. You know, how does she feel and what happened?
Yeah.
But if the scenario is that they just didn't click.
2 weeks. That's what I'm stuck on, though. It's like 2 weeks. That's not a relationship.
No.
Like, and if
but would you still be upset, though, that your friend is dating someone that you just dated?
That's why I got to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
Are they still friends? See, I don't know. I think it's like, to me. All right. So just like tossing this out there, say Monica, you're single and we go out and I find somebody that I latch onto and I date them for 2 weeks and then you want to date them, you know, regardless of whatever happens, I'm probably still going to be pissed at you.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
Want to be seconds to whatever I've done had.
And especially if it's that quick. He's like, okay, we all broke up. Now I'm going to jump on. You know, I don't think you can do that.
And I would, Evelyn, I would
that
stay
is
away.
Girl code.
Exactly.
Girl code.
Yeah, it won't work out. Your friendship, which do you value? The guy that you don't really even know?
Yeah.
You know, or your friendship?
I can't say that because that's going to be sexist.
But no. Then we have to know Then I want to know, like, how did she meet this guy, though? I mean, was Evelyn or not Evelyn really close friends with this guy first? And then she introduced her friend to him and her friend and him didn't click. And so right. Now she's figured out, hey, maybe I have an attraction to him. I mean, I guess there's so many scenarios.
There really are. Come on the show, Evelyn. We need more information.
Yeah, we do. We need the dish. What's going on, really? Why are you acting like that? What's happening?
And just talk to your best friend. I mean, I think that's another thing.
Communication.
Like, see how she felt about this guy.
Another turn.
Yes.
Open forum.
We all over the road today.
We're all over the road. We are. Woo! Over in the road.
It's Friday.
Yes.
Different scenarios. Okay, because when you're at the grocery store, what do you do if someone is too close to you? Or if you're in line and someone is way too close?
Oh, see, I am all about my personal space. I cannot stand for someone to get in my personal space.
Yes, ma'am.
I will look them directly in the eye and step back. Like,
yes.
Good.
In my personal space. And some people, I truly don't feel like they get it.
They don't.
There's boundaries. Respect them.
Right.
Thank you.
Because everybody has different boundaries. Some people, they don't mind that you get in their personal space.
And yeah.
Other people, like me, I have a very, it's like arm's length.
Yeah. Like, I don't like to walk
unless
up
I know
on someone
you.
Like
now,
that.
Now, if I know you, that's a whole other story. But if I don't know you, like, you need to stay.
Especially when there's space available.
Right.
And, like, you're in a store, you're in Kroger, and there's room. Like, you can back up. Yeah. Usually my technique is, like, put my elbows all the way back. I like a chicken or something. I'm like, all the way back. So they have to move. But I was in line at a coffee shop. It's a little too expensive coffee shop. Ooh. But I had points. So I went.
Yes. Let me use these points.
Yeah, but I'm in line. And this guy, he was so close. I could feel his breath on my
face. And no.
And his wife was sitting down waiting for whatever food, whatever thing was going on, waiting for him to get through. He's really that close on me. You know, like, he's really so close. Why?
No.
And I was like, is he trying? Because I had on a tank top. So I'm like, is he trying to just look at my tats? I have tats on my back. Like, maybe he's looking at that. But still, it was too close for your breath to be right there on my neck and back. So I was trying to do the elbow thing. I'm like, he had to back on up.
You're going to put take that elbow a little bit higher.
Yeah. I know. There's room.
You know, nobody behind them.
There was no one.
They're not packing in the door.
That's stalkerish
that
level.
That happened to me the other night at Chipotle, and I looked around thinking, sometimes that place is packed.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
You know, they have to get up against you in line to cram in the door. But there's like two people behind me, and I'm looking at this guy like, why
are you so close?
My personal space.
There's nobody behind,
you know, like, come on now.
That place is always a little intimidating. I feel like they never hear me.
And it's a little loud.
Brown rice!
White rice, white rice, brown rice. I'm like, brown rice! And be like, what? I'm like, brown rice! I'm yelling now.
That was me the other day in a drive-thru. I was trying to order a salad. I kid you not. And she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. And I said, okay, well, you know, let me stick my head out the window this time. And I said, can I get a Caesar salad, please? She said, I'm sorry. One more time. I said, okay, well, this will be the third time. Let me try it one more time. Can I get a Caesar salad? And she's like, sir, I'm so sorry. I still couldn't hear you.
Oh, my God.
I said, I'm going somewhere else. And got out of line and just left.
After that, like, I'm yelling at you.
I'm like, I want my greens. And you can't hear me.
Caesar salad. And you know the car behind you is like, damn, he wants a Caesar salad.
I didn't even think about that.
You're like, he really wants a Caesar salad. Get that man a Caesar salad.
And the bad part was because it was like a dual drive-thru.
Oh,
so they got the two lines. Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, God.
You had two cars listening.
Like,
Caesar salad!
But it was lunchtime, too, so it was packed line. Back to back.
We got to meet up, though, for a mystery dinner.
Oh, no, I really want to do this.
Come on out next weekend. Come on out to Tizzoni's. It's going to be a fun time.
Not sure.
Yeah, you get your tickets, you said, on your Facebook.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Tizzoni's.
Tizzoni's has them. The event's on both Facebook pages.
Now, do you have Instagram?
Also on Eventbrite as well.
Eventbrite.
Cool.
You know, jump into Mr. And all of our events are up. We have, I think, four events right now with
tickets. Nice.
for sale. So if you can't make it to Tizzoni, we have other events listed on our page.
Now, do you have, I meant to ask this earlier, but squirrel with my ADHD, do you have murder mysteries?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, they are.
Are they all like that? Or?
They are. All of the ones listed on the Jump Into Mystery page right now are murder mysteries, and they're all public. But I do private events. I also do team building for companies. I do corporate events.
What? Look at you. Yes. Yeah.
I like your hustle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we do all different types of events, and we do teen and tween events as well for the libraries, Macaroni Kids, different venues here.
Now, if you do a teen or tween, is it, I imagine it's not based off of a murder mystery, right?
Well, it can be.
Okay.
It can be. There's a lot of things out there right now. We've got some different themes going from young adult novels that are mystery novels.
I was wondering about, like, you know, excuse me, like if like really popular books would fold into the play.
Yes.
What was that one about vampires and werewolves?
Twilight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we do. We have a vampire werewolf. We actually did it just recently at the Salem Public Library for the teens out there.
I bet they loved it.
They could come dressed as their favorite character. It wasn't Twilight based, but it was vampires, werewolves, goblins, fairies, witches, warlocks, goblins. It was great. And they had a blast with that. We've done St. Patrick's Day events.
Let's do it. I'm in for it.
Absolutely.
So, dress up. I'll get myself a new wig.
Okay. I don't know who I dress.
Or why don't we just have one here? I mean, we could just have one here. We could, all the staff could come. We could bring in the public. We could
do
an event right here. That could be fun.
Now, do you have to dress up, or can you come as is?
No, and it really just depends on the theme.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of times the breweries, they don't feel like, you know, the people are going to dress up and really get into it. So we just do come as you are, jeans, shorts, flip-flops, whatever.
Nice.
Some of the wineries and restaurants do a little bit more, you know, costume themes of it. So it really doesn't.
There's no pressure.
God, I just love this because, like.
Oh, I would, yeah, so much.
But the
I want to dress
ones
up.
Are a lot of fun now.
For me, just to go into like this crowd as an alias and just be like,
oh, so much fun.
I don't even know how I'd fold into the story, but it would be awesome.
Let's do it. We'll get the dates and we'll go to the website, the Facebook. Be sure to like Sabrina East.
Yes.
Yes. And thank you. And I mean, we got to hold our cups up.
Yes.
Because you know what we say with this.
Cheers.
Cheers and drink up, bitches.
Woo!